So we're finishing up our little series on the Psalms that we've done in the summertime. I think I've already admitted to you that the Psalms are one of the many briar patches in Scripture where I would like to spend a lot of my time, and it's very tempting to preach the Psalms every summer. And then eventually I sort of feel like you shouldn't preach the Psalms every summer. You shouldn't do that. You're getting away with something. And then I think, well, maybe I'll preach Philippians instead. That's the other one that I always want to do. And so we're finishing up the Psalms. Next week, Callie Weber will be here, and she'll be preaching a little bit about freedom. And then following her, the following week, we'll start talking about James some, and we'll do that for a few weeks. But today we're in Psalm 42 and 43. Now, a fun fact to know and tell, you can see that Psalm 42, which is probably found very near page 515 in your pew Bible, underneath Psalm 42, it says, "To the leader, a maskil of the Korahites." Oh, those Korahites, rascals. No, a maskil is maybe an artistic song, or it has a quality of teaching involved in it. You notice, so there's that subscription under 42. Then you notice that 43 doesn't have one. Well, lots of people write dissertations, publish books, make what's that thing where they can't fire you? Thank you. Tenure. They make tenure. It's good. As you get older, isn't life kind of like super password where you're trying to guess and the other person, good job. You're doing a good job. So you make tenure. A lot of people make tenure on, well, you know, 42 and 43 were always connected. And then someone else writes a paper, no, they were never connected. And someone else says, well, they were sometimes connected. And so anyway, it all goes into a footnote that no one ever reads. But you'll see why these two may have very well been connected. They share a common refrain. It's the refrain in verse 5 and 11 in 42, and then again in 5 of 43. So we'll read these from one to the other, and there's only two tricky things. One tricky thing is that verse 6 starts right in the middle of a line, so I want you to let me have the first three words of verse 6, and then you pick up with, "My soul is cast down." Now, I didn't even tell the first service that, and they did it right. And so if they can do it right instinctively, I know you'll do an even better job if I tell you. And to make it up for you, or to make it up to you, I'll do verse 11 and then start right in, and I'll do verse 1 of 43. Okay, we'll keep to that. I'm odd and you're even. That was a lot of instruction. Sorry. Bet you're wondering when I was going to make it up to you. All right. So we do listen now for a word from God, from God's people, from Psalms 42 and 43. As a deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God. My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me continually, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I went with the throng and led them in procession to the house of God with glad shouts and songs of thanksgiving, a multitude-keeping festival. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my help and my God. My soul is cast down within me, therefore I remember you, the land of Jordan and of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep at the thunder of your cataracts. All your waves and your billows have gone over me. By day the Lord commands his steadfast love, and at night his song is with me. Prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I walk about mournfully because the enemy oppresses me? Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my help and my God. Vindicate me, O God, and defend my cause against an ungodly people, from those who are deceitful and unjust. Deliver me, for you are the God in whom I take refuge. Why have you cast me off? Why must I walk about mournfully because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and I will praise you with the harp, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my help and my God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So as I was thinking about Psalm 42 and 43 together and studying them a little bit and looking at how they are, in fact, quite artistic and very beautifully balanced. You know, there's a lovely form of verse and refrain, verse and refrain. And then when you include 43, verse and refrain, it's quite beautiful. And I, you know, read a little bit about the maskil, an artistic or teaching song. I thought, well, maybe I should, you know, write something artistic. And I remembered a definition of art from college. Art cannot be understood or enjoyed. It must be art. So I was like, if that's what a maskil is, if I can write something that no one will understand or even enjoy, I that's me. I can do that. So this is a piece that I'm calling "At Night This Song Is With Me." I'm going to inflict it on you. And maybe later on, I'll put out a little podcast and share it with you that goes into way more detail than needs to be about this. But for now, we'll just leave this for what it is. So "At Night This Song Is With Me." At night, most sleep. At night, I am not most. Not always. At night, this phone is with me. The apparatus of appearances. I peer into streaming screens. Streams of words. Not streams or brooks. Streaming images. Videos. And I see the reflections of my face, traces of my thoughts. I do not walk through woods or wade in water or rivers, never at night, unless they are subtitled, perhaps Norwegian. A seemingly Slovenian psychoanalyst and philosopher with a lateral lisp rubs his nose a lot, touches his shirt repeatedly, and through a thick accent, notes that Alfred Hitchcock in the film Psycho uses an omnipotent camera angle. What? The annual International Flat Earth Convention meets in Denver this November. How could I attend this event? And would I ever be able to travel domestically again? Wouldn't I make it on an FBI watch list? But if I did go, would I have to talk to someone about how the Earth was flat and how NASA is trying to keep us all from finding out? A group of enthusiastic young gather in front of a magenta room, an assisted living facility, and with gusto and acoustic guitar and bongo, I hear them sing, "I've got a river of life flowing out of me, makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. And I notice this video has been watched 37,000 times. Well, 37,001, In Wyoming, winters, the bison move thousands of pounds of snow to uncover morsels of sweet grasses to ruminate, and the herd chews silently. The wind cuts across the desolate plain, no fruit, 40 degrees below zero. Below freezing streams, frozen streams, streams that buffer, streams of screams, easy for me to say, screams of consciousness and unconsciousness, all looking for my attention. What am I looking for? What am I waiting for? My soul disquieted within me, now bowed down low, waiting for you, for the promise of praise, the hope of help. St. Augustine confesses, "Now I arrive in the vast mansions and fields of memory. I remember my own memory palaces, all ranch floor plans. At night I sift through past places, a wrought iron fence that kept out the flowers, front door with oval glass vulnerable to the outside. Strange Italian or maybe Greek rugs in the living room, white, made of endangered species like maybe Muppet or goat. A small brown drop leaf table in the fall as the colors changed. Instant coffee was prepared in a microwave the size of a small refrigerator. And then the invisible threshold where the addition began, increasing the value of the home, despite decreasing property values closing in on every side. One hole cut in the brick for the fireplace. Two holes cut in the ceiling for the skylight. Three, four holes dug in the backyard for drainage, filled in with river rock, unfortunately, in the summer. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Holes. All over entire, holes in my memories too. What am I looking for? What am I sifting through? Pebbles and marbles, waiting all night. My soul, disquieted, now bowed down low, waiting for the promise of praise, for the hope of help. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, they shall be filled. Happy the ones who hunger and thirst for justice. They shall be satisfied. A cry rises from each quarter, from every corner of the most dangerous intersection in America. The call that is unheard. The call cries out, deliver the orphan. Welcome the strange. Be hospitable to the hostile. Forgive the unforgivable. Love the unlovable. Be the kingdom of God. This is impossible. The impossible blessing. Blessed are those who thirst for justice and hunger for righteousness. Maybe the blessing of the impossible keeps us up. At night, this song is with us, waiting for a kingdom that has not come. Not yet. The justice thirsty and the righteousness hungry look past the wrought iron fence into the oval glass doors. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst at our dangerous intersection. I will praise you with the harp, they sing. My exceeding joy, they shout. At the altar of God, your dwelling, your holy hill, I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Let them lead me. Send out your light and your truth. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for again I will praise him, my help and my God. Amen.